Good morning, I'm Pat Feldball, and welcome to WBFO's Press Pass. With me is my regular guest, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission, Tim Clark. Good morning, Tim.
Hi, good morning, Pat. It's good to be here.
Are you getting some rest now that the Turtles have left
Yes,
town?
I sure am. It's been a little bit grueling, and actually even the move out was, they just didn't stop shooting and then go home. It was a gradual sort of move out. So, we're just kind of cleaning it all up now. There were fleets of trucks and all sorts of crazy-looking vehicles, actually, for each and every picture car, they call them. Oh, they had like a SWAT truck and the Turtles van and a bunch of other vehicles that they used. But for each and every one of those, they had a backup, just in case, something got wrecked or, didn't start that day or whatever. So it was quite a very involved operation.
The mechanized stunt double.
The stunt double was mechanized for sure. And there were a lot of people here, too. There were, probably a 250 or so traveling crew. And about another 150 folks that they hired here. So there was a lot of activity out there on the 33 when we closed that for those 2 weeks. It's a little distressful, I think, for some to close a major highway through your city. But really, everybody here embraced it.
Somebody's going to do it. Why not us, right?
Why not us? Exactly right.
Didn't you say there was a special guest in town, a special visitor?
Yeah, it was interesting. And this, of course, came through the New York State Governor's office. But a guy by the name of Senator Chris Todd showed up, who is a former senator, actually, United States senator, but is now the chairman and CEO of the Motion Picture Association of America, the MPAA. Those are the folks who give us the ratings for movies. And yeah, he came up, took a look at it, and was blown away by the way the city just kind of cooperated and helped and got into this whole thing. So he was entirely impressed with what the city was able to do and the state was able to do. And he was entirely impressed with Buffalo. And I have to say, we took him up to Niagara Falls afterwards, too. He had never seen the falls. I got a very nice note from him a couple days later. He was very, very impressed and blown away by it all.
Very cool. Well, we continue to make friends in high places.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I think this Turtles thing is a good indication. There were some concerns that, that traffic would be disrupted or, emergency planning had to be instituted and so forth. All of that stuff happened, and it happened seamlessly.
Is there something in the pipeline coming along?
Well, we've got some smaller projects. Right now we have a great director from Williamsville, actually, a fellow by the name of Greg Robbins, who again is shooting in his hometown, which is really great. He's got a movie that is shooting for the next few weeks. It has, actor Kevin Sizemore in it, Eddie Mecca, who played Carmine the Big Ragu and Laverne and Shirley, I guess, and Lee Merriweather, believe it or not, from the old Batman television series days. She was Catwoman, and Lee Merriweather is here shooting as well. So Greg Robbins is a great guy and does a lot of great things for his hometown here, and we're just so appreciative of that. And we've got three or four others that are scheduled and ready to go over the next couple of months. And again, they're those sort of mid-level independent films that are just doing so well now in Hollywood.
That sounds good, Tim. Sounds like we've got a lot going, a lot coming.
A lot going, sure.
I think we're out of time, but I'd like to thank you for stopping in this morning.
It's always a big thrill to be here with you, Pat.
I'm Pat Feldball. This is WBFO's Press Pass. My guest is Tim Clark. Thanks again, Tim.
Thank you, Pat.